from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on Northern California's science and environmental stories. Soon after Barack Obama is sworn in as president, he is expected to reverse the ban on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. The resulting boom in this cutting-edge medical technology will benefit California's research institutes in a big way. David Gorn explains.
Up on the sixth floor of the UC San Francisco Children's Hospital, a five-month-old baby boy named Ryder Ortiz is hooked up to a room full of machinery.
So this is his breathing machine. They've closed his chest. His chest was left open. And then these are chest tubes. There, he's got three of them.
Ryder's mom, Angela, explains that her son was born with something called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. That is, he's missing the left ventricle of his heart. The small boy looks lost in his giant bed among all his tubes and cords and machines.
For the first 2 weeks of his life, I had never held him, and that was very hard for me because, you know, just having a baby, that's what you do. I mean, you comfort and hold when he's upset, and not doing that is difficult.
Ryder just had his second of three surgeries to sort of replumb his circulatory system. It's jerry-rigged now, so he can get by on three heart chambers instead of four. His mom says Ryder means warrior, and that the name fits him. She's eager and a little scared to bring him home after next month's final surgery.
Ryder's our little fighter. He's really coming along. He's doing good. But I don't think anybody is really prepared for what's going to happen until they're here, you know?
Ryder's doctor has been here a lot. Deepak Srivastava is director of the Gladstone Institute of Cardiovascular Disease at UCSF. He says it's surprising just how many kids have similar problems.
1% of all babies born are born with a heart defect.
Really?
People don't realize that. 1%.
Wow.
Enormous number.
And Ryder may just be the kind of patient who could benefit from stem cell research. Embryonic stem cells are a revolution in medicine, Srivastava says. They offer the potential of treatment for everything from heart valve malfunctions to Alzheimer's, from pancreatic disease to stroke.
Most diseases of mankind could in some way be impacted by stem cell research.
Stem cell research only just started about a decade ago, and that's about the time President George Bush issued an executive order limiting federal funding of embryonic stem cell research only to existing lines of embryonic cells. If Obama reverses that executive order this week, it could mean some federal funding of medical research could shift over to stem cell work, with as much as a 20-fold change in grant money, from $30 million to roughly $500 million, Srivastava says. And more immediate funding for stem cell research could come as soon as Congress passes a stimulus package, says Robert Klein.
The medieval ages is over for stem cell research.
Klein is chair of the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, a state stem cell research agency that was created back in 2004 by passage of State Proposition 71. California has raised about $1.5 billion so far in state bond money and matching private funds to spend on stem cell work. So it has steadily moved ahead of the curve, Klein says, while the rest of the country has been red-lighted by a lack of federal funding.
It's ironic to be able to collaborate with other nations and not be able to collaborate with other states.
Using human embryos for scientific research has sparked controversy. Opponents of abortion believe that life begins at conception, and killing an embryo to extract stem cells is ending a human life. Others say embryos are not people, but tiny clumps of cells with the potential to become people, and are discarded at fertility clinics every day. Embryonic stem cells are much more valuable to researchers than adult stem cells because they're pluripotent. That is, they can be used to make any other cell tissue. Klein says the benefits of embryonic stem cell work far outweigh the concerns.
Never in human history have we been able to rebuild part of a human organ. To rebuild a heart, or to build new islet cells for the pancreas so we eliminate diabetes, to rebuild a human liver is unprecedented in human history.
In five-month-old Ryder Ortiz's case, stem cell research holds out hope that eventually he'll be able to grow a new heart chamber. And as Dr. Srivastava watches Angela Ortiz cooing with and comforting the baby, he says that would be a miracle he wants to see.
Can we grow a left ventricle? This is not a trivial problem. So this, but this is where we need to head. This has to be the vision for the future.
Oh, he is sucking on it.
He is?
Patients will be able to see some applications of stem cell work in just a few years, Srivastava says. The bigger revolution of using stem cells to help regenerate damaged organs could happen in 7 to 10 years. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To learn more about stem cell research, just go to our website, kqed.org/quest.